So
I was kind of had a bunch of different ideas of what to talk about tonight, and it's kind of the thing. This is third talk. It's where God talks to us, and that's what I want it to be. I don't just want it to be my ideas or what I think we should talk about, because that's not what we need to hear. It's what God is directing us. So I was kind of praying and through the week is like, okay, Lord, I need a message, but I don't know what you want. And then this morning, Lord gave me something just in my kind of personal study time, so I want to share that with you today. It's on the idea of staying on the right path. And so it's the thing, when we fall into an addiction, we would recognize that we've strayed from the path that we want to be on life. That none of us plan to, okay, I'm going to purpose to come to a place where I'm ruining my life by this substance or by this harmful behavior. We're not where we want to be. And so we realize, okay, I want to get back on what I would identify as the right path in life. I want to stay on that right path. And especially when we're the initial time of us struggling with it, where we find ourselves back in the same place again. It's like, I got back here again. It's like, I don't want to keep doing this, right? And so I want to get on the right path. I want to stay on the right path in life. And so we've looked at this verse before, 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And it says, for doctrine, for proof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished in all good works. And so with that, there's four things there. It's profitable for doctrine, it says. So that's what we identify as what is right. Reproof is what is not right. Then correction is how to get right. And instruction righteousness is how to stay right. And that's what God wants for us. But God isn't one where he's just sitting there just pointing out everything that we've done wrong. He gives us what we should do. He gives us reproof when we're not doing what we ought to. But his whole desire is because he wants to correct us. He wants to get us back on the right path. And he wants us to stay on that right path. And so he's desiring that. And he's trying to give us the understanding, give us the tools that we need to do that. And so there's a lot of different passages in the scriptures that we can really look at that can be a real help to us, that they can give us some guidance. And so the one passage we're going to look at today is in Proverbs chapter 4. And these verses give us some important principles that, when applied, can keep us from straying from the right path. And so, this is a passage where it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee, ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, remove thy foot from evil. And so, each of those different verses, there's things in there that can be a help to us. And so, first of all, if we're to stay on the right path, we need to keep our hearts with all diligence. And so, the idea of to keep our hearts is to preserve, to protect, to guard, that we're seeking to guard our hearts from influences that aren't good. We just want to just protect our hearts from just kind of negative thinking and things that we dwell on that can lead us down the wrong path. And so we want to learn to do that. And so we realize many of our problems have arisen because we haven't been diligently keeping our heart. That something's happened and kind of got us off track. We've allowed our hearts perhaps to be overwhelmed by the cares of this life, where life just gets too much of us, or much for us, and we just grab a hold of something to try to deal with what we're struggling with. Or sometimes it's thrown away by temptation, that some appeals to us, it seems like it's desirable, seems it'll give us what we want, and then we get it and we're like, this was not worth having, right? And our hearts were deceived. And so what we dwell upon in our hearts, and this is a fit kind of review of what we've looked at before, what we dwell upon in our hearts will determine what we say and who we become. It talks about in Luke 6:45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what we're ruminating on within our heart, that's going to be what's going to come out of our mouth. And then Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we realize what we're dwelling on, what we're meditating upon, that's going to affect who we become. And so we want to turn out the right way, and so what's the idea is God gives us his word to meditate on. It's truth that can guide us. And as we do that, as we meditate upon those things, it'll help us to keep our hearts. And so it's what happens is we get thinking on the wrong things. It's kind of principle too. Every sin has its origin in our hearts, right? And so if we realize, okay, I have to guard my heart. I know that it has a tendency to go this way. God, do you have some verses that I can dwell upon that'll help me to go the other way? And so you, as you start to know your points of weaknesses, then you can seek out those different things that can give you strength in those areas. And the thing is too, though, we often struggle to be diligent and vigilant in keeping our hearts. And it's kind of the problem too, as we recognize, is that our hearts aren't always that easy to keep. It's sort of like trying to like tame a raccoon and have it for a pet, right? Like it's going to be into everything, and it's just hard to manage, right? And that's the way our hearts is. It talks about our heart is deceitful. Who can know our hearts, right? And so it's the idea is that because we struggle to how to be able to guard our hearts, and we're not always that diligent. And we find that sometimes you're doing really good, but then you have a day where you're tired and you let your guard down, and then it just seems like some of those desires come flooding back in, and you're already going down the path you don't want to go. And so it's the thought is that because we struggle in that way, it's the idea is really we find God says, give me thine heart. That he if we entrust our hearts to God, he keeps it a lot better than we can. And this is a passage from Psalm 121. And he says, my help comes from the Lord, made heaven and earth. He says, he'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Well, that he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And that's the thing, is that, that if we're relying just upon our own strength and wisdom to keep ourselves, keep our hearts, usually we have a time where we're not paying attention, we let our guard down, and that's when we struggle. But we realize God keeps us. And so we pray for the Lord just, and that kind of like what Alex talked about a bit about of deliverance from temptation in those weak moments where, Lord, help me to have victory in those times. And so there's other verses there too that talks about Jude 1:24. It talks about God as being the one who is able to keep us from falling. And we want that. 1 Peter 4:19 talks about the, how we can commit our souls to his keeping. And Isaiah 26:3 we looked at a couple weeks ago, and it's the idea, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And so it's the idea is we're looking for him to keep us in that way. But secondly, we stay on the right path by learning to control our tongues. And there's a verse in Proverbs 21:23, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And I think all of us can recognize that. There's some times where we've shot our mouths off, and then they're like, oh boy, I really put my foot in it this time. And so when we learn that, it really kind of helps us to stay on the right path, that we're because sometimes it can be where we're kind of bragging or boasting or doing something, and then someone challenges us or dares us, and then we figure, okay, well, I have to show I can do it, that I'm not a chicken or something like that. And I just like, boy, if I just would have not started down that path, I wouldn't have gotten myself into that situation. And so it talks about the idea of putting away our froward lips and froward tongue and perverse lips. And froward is not a word we use a lot, but it's the idea it means to be ungovernable, to be unwilling to comply with what is required. And perverse is to be distorted from what's right, obstinate in what is wrong. And so that's sometimes we can have that tendency in what we say, the way we say it. It can be harsh and rough and coarse in what we have to say. And so we want to just learn that we get ourselves in a lot of trouble when we're not controlling our tongues. And so with God's help, we need to learn to control our tongues so that what we say is beneficial to ourselves and others. And that's the idea of temperance, where we just, and even as we apply the idea of gentleness too, and goodness, that we're seeking to do things that are a help and a blessing to other people. And so it's important just to learn, and we need God's help to do it. But number three, we stay on the right path and we have clear goals that we can remain focused on. And that's the idea, is that we want to have something to set our eyes on. We're not going to look straight forward if we have nothing to look forward to, right? That we have to have something to fixate upon. And it's thought, if we aim at nothing, we'll hit it every time. And that's the thing. If you're finding out a day, right, if you don't have any goals for the day, it's amazing how the time can just fly by, and it's like, it's the end of the day and I didn't get anything done. And it's important to set goals. And we think in terms of daily goals, but also what kind of long-term goals, because we're not just trying to make it from day to day. We have steps we want to take, kind of long-term goals we want to reach. And so it's the idea, and this is kind of the idea, is that we really want to set long-term goals, but then we also want to develop daily tasks that keep bringing us closer to those long-term goals, right? And because sometimes what happens is we can set a long-term goal, but then we have no plan on how to actually get there. And some of the things that we do end up actually working against that. And we get discouraged because it's like, I'm never going to reach that. It's further away than it was when we started. But it's because we have to say, okay, what can I do today that'll at least get me a little bit closer to that goal? Like one example would be, you want to be able to run a marathon at some point, right? But you never practice. You just think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You always find excuses, and you're not eating well, and you're not challenging yourself. Like, the date's going to go all around, and it's like, there's no way I can do this, right? And it's like, well, I guess I'll wait for the next year for it to happen. And it's like, well, wait a minute, no. If I say, okay, what do I have to do to make it so I can do that? And so it could be just where I've got to try to run a mile and then run a couple miles the next week, and just kind of you work away on it a bit at a time. And so with a lot of different things like that, we can't do it all at once, but if we're making steps, and so that can be in terms of financial things, of trying to make progress, physical things, even in terms of like a business goal, it's like, okay, what can I can't do it all at once, but what can I do today that can get me a little bit further? And it just helps the person to have something to focus on. And thought too is keeping our eyes on God and His will for us helps keep us on track. That it's something that we might wake up in the morning and say, what should I do with my life today? That God's always there. It's like, I've got plenty of things that you can do. And we never lack we should never lack for purpose and direction in our lives. Because it's really, Paul, what he really talked about is that his desire, he wanted to know God and just to have a close relationship with Him. And he said, well, I haven't attained, I'm not perfect yet, but he says, I'm going to press toward that mark, that I have this goal in mind, And I'm going to keep going for that. We'll find that in Philippians chapter 3 there. And then Hebrews chapter 12, it's the idea that we're looking, it's the idea that we're to run the race that God set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's the idea we have a race to run, and He's kind of our destination that we're seeking for. That He's the one that we follow, and He's the one that we want to become like. And so that's always in front of us. And it's sort of, okay, what do I do today? It's like, oh yeah, I need to draw closer to God. I need to have God help make me more like His Son. And so that's always a guide for us. But we stay on the right path when we take time to ponder the steps we are taking. And this is something that we really want to think about, because sometimes we rush what we're doing, we don't think things through, and that's usually when it gets us in trouble. And so if we're going to take deliberate steps, if we're going to make sure we're staying on the right path, we need to see, okay, where am I going? What am I doing? Where is this going to lead me? And we see in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And how many times have all of us experienced where it seemed like a good idea at the time, how we looked at, oh yeah, this looks like good, and then we're like, oh, this was such a terrible mistake. And so we realize that there's a lot of times we can be tricked, that somebody gives us a good sales pitch, and we just swallow it whole, and then we're like, boy, that was just, how did I not see that? All the signs are there, but I didn't notice them in time. And so rushing into a decision is never wise, and so we need to consider the short-term and the long-term consequences of each option we have. And that's sometimes thinking about it. It's like if someone's insisting on you make a decision right away, then it should almost say, okay, well, if you want me to rush my decision, then the answer is automatically no. Because if it's worth doing, you should be able to give it some thought. Think it through, what are the merits of it, and evaluate it in that way. And then, two, we need to think, okay, short term this might be good, but long term, is this going to be a good thing? Because that's sometimes, we're so focused on kind of the instant gratification. Yes, this will be good, I like this, but then it's like, oh boy, what this is bringing me later on is going to be difficult. It's like, it's kind of thing, oh wow, I have a new boat, but then it's like, oh no, I have to pay for it through the nose for the next 3 or 4 years, and I'm never going to really enjoy it, because basically I have to eat like Kraft dinner and beans to be able to make the payments on this thing, right? And it's just realizing that, okay, think it all the way through. If it's a good idea, everything should fit. And it's kind of the idea, it talks about let thy ways, all thy ways be established. And so it's the idea with that, each step that we take, it needs to be sure and purposeful. That you could think of it, if you're trying to walk through a jungle, or say you're trying to walk across even like a sidewalk that's icy, right? That you want to make sure that each step is a sure step, right? Like a sure way to slip and fall or to slide into mud is if you're just kind of making quick steps and you're not really seeing where you're putting your feet down, right? And so it's the idea. If you can't, each step should be deliberate. That you say, okay, I'm doing this. I know the reason why I'm doing this. I know what the consequences are, and so I'm taking this step. And if you can't make a sure step, if you're just kind of, well, I really don't know if this is a good idea, then it's like, well, maybe wait. Maybe this isn't a good idea. If you don't, because a lot of times that's what happens, is God doesn't give us peace on something. He does that for a reason. And when we say, ah, it'll be fine, that's usually when we find out, no, it wasn't. And so we want to have our ways be established in that way. And the thing is, with any decision we make, God will give us wisdom if we ask for it. James 1:5, anyone who asks wisdom and have asked God to give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That he's glad to give us the wisdom that we need. He's glad that we come to him and ask. Because it's kind of the thing. He would much rather help us avoid getting into a mess than pull us out. He can pull us out of quite a few messes, but God loves us and he'd rather have us kind of avoid a lot of those bad decisions that we make. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. But that's been an important verse for myself, because a lot of times that's what we realize, we have to trust him. Just say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he wants to direct our paths if we will allow him to do so. And then we stay on the right path when we develop the determination to not deviate from it. And so that's what, it's a process. And really it gets, we have to get in that mindset where we're just, okay, I'm not allowing anything to turn me one way or the other from the path I need to go on. And so we can think of that a lot of ways in terms of habits we want to break, recovery we want to achieve, victory, that it's like, this is too valuable to turn from. And it's kind of the thing that when we're trying to do right, it always seems there's all kinds of people and influences and other things that just want to tempt us to do wrong. That it just, I think we've all seen that. It's like when we're in the midst of doing something wrong, it's like nobody wants to pay any attention to us, but it's like when we're trying to do right, then suddenly it's like, oh, everybody's around us and giving us stuff for free and everything else. And because it's almost, sometimes you recognize it's almost like that crab bucket mentality where it's like, well, they're climbing out of the bucket, I'm going to pull them back in because I don't want them to do better than me. And it's sad, but we realize that happens a lot. And so part of it, recognizing the blessings that will come to our lives if we stay in the right path, that helps us to resist the distractions. That we think, is it going to be worthwhile giving in this once? Or is it going to be much more worth it to say no and to get to that point where, yes, I've achieved this, I've gotten past this, and I'm not going back. And in the moment, it's sometimes hard to see that, but we realize it is going to be worth it if we stick with it. And so applying principle 6 helps us steer clear of wrong influence. We looked at that tonight. Those who do not love the Lord will not have to serve the Lord. It's like, okay, is this person, are they trying to do right? Are they trying to lift me up? Or are they dragging me down? So it's like, I've got to make that decision. I make sure I have positive influences in my life. But then as well, applying principle 1, we just remove our foot from evil as soon as identified. If we say, if God's against it, so am I. And that's sometimes what happens is, we can have a few times where we think there's a situation, we think everything's going to be okay, but then we walk into it and we're like, wait a minute, maybe someone wasn't quite honest with us, or whatever the case might be. And it's kind of in those moments where we just say, okay, if God's against this, so am I. I'm just going to get out of this situation. It's kind of like we're reading a bit about Joseph in Egypt this last week. And it was kind of, he got himself into a bad situation. And it wasn't necessarily of his own, but he wasn't sticking around. He just got out of there, and he wasn't gonna hang out there because he knew he'd be in a place where he could get himself in a lot of trouble. And so it's learning to do that when it's not that we always get it right, but as soon as we realize that we're starting to go in the wrong way, we turn around. And so we want to realize that it's, so often when we come into a place of pain and sorrow and destruction, it's because we've been wandering from God. We've been doing our own thing. We haven't allowed him to be that guide in our life that he wants to be. And so when we instead we say, okay, I'm going to change my ways, I'm not going to fight God, wander from Him, I'm just going to draw closer to Him, then we find that He gives us the wisdom and strength and determination to follow paths that lead to freedom, victory, and joy. And so we want to look to God as our guide and our help. That it's kind of the thing that Jesus refers to Himself as the good shepherd, and so He's the one that guides the sheep. But then He says, I am the way. And so not only He's the way, shows us the way to go, but He also helps us go down that path. And so He can be a help to us. And so we want to realize that, even though that we are tend to be like sheep, we do tend to go astray, that if we look to Him, He's trying to lead us the right way. And so I just wanted to conclude with another verse that's been a help to me. It says, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This verse is actually speaks prophetically of Jesus in terms of what He was going to do for us. But it's something that certainly can apply to us as well. And so we can know God's there to help us. And we don't have to worry and be ashamed, that we can have that determination. Say, I'm going to follow Him, and I'm going to trust Him, and I know that I'm not going to be ashamed for doing so at the end, that He's going to lead me right, and I'm going to be so glad that I followed Him, because He got me to a place that I would have never been able to get to on my own. All right, so any thoughts or questions as we conclude? All right.